Fish and game resources are important to nearly every Alaskan, and the state's new acting commissioner of fish and game says he'll take that to heart as he makes decisions. Sam Cotton is a former Democratic state lawmaker. More recently, he's been a commercial fisherman and a member of the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. Cotton says he grew up sport fishing in Palmer.
People ask me whether I'm a commercial fisherman or a sport fisherman, and I think it's important to point out that a lot of people in Alaska do both, and I have a strong appreciation for both. And I'm not a subsistence user, but I've done some personal use fishing and done some hunting and trapping as well. But that's one of my initial goals, is to try to bridge a few gaps between the what sometimes are the headline issues of competition amongst user groups. So I'm one of those people that do both and appreciate both.
What are the biggest issues you'll be focused on in this department in the years ahead?
The one thing that no matter who you talk to about game issues or fish issues, most people want decisions about fish and game in Alaska to be based on sound science. The politics that get involved are usually over allocations. And that's always going to be the case. We have a board of game, and we have a board of fisheries that makes allocation decisions. And but from the department's perspective, we need to make sure that we are doing the right research so that we can make good scientific decisions. We have an outstanding professional staff, amazing scientific minds that are outstanding employees at the department that have a lot of talent, and so part of our effort is to ensure that we employ good science and we do the right research, do the right surveys, so that the decision makers at the boards can make good decisions. So that's always number one. Anybody you talk to, they say, fish first. So number one, protect the resource, ensure that we have proper escapements, ensure that all of our resource game and fish are managed to where we sustain populations. That's always number one. We have a lot of other challenges, and they vary, but I'll start with that one.
Over the past couple of years, former Governor Sean Parnell has committed state funding to Chinook research with the purpose of examining the reason for the stock's decline. In the capital budget that was released on Monday, that money was zeroed out. How do you plan to address the declining king runs in a time when there may be fewer resources available to ADF&G?
That's a good question. The initial program envisioned $30 million that would be put into Chinook salmon research. About half of that has already been appropriated, so there's some work going on. I understand the importance of it. And I suspect that there'll be legislators who will not only understand the importance of it, but assign a pretty high priority to it. So that's important research, but we'll have to see on the money.
The state is looking at a very different budget situation than in recent years, and Governor Walker has asked every department to look at cutting budgets. Have you identified areas in fish and game for potential cuts?
I'm not going to identify any of those right now, but we've been going through an exercise to address that looming probability that we are going to have to tighten our belts. And so we've got some different scenarios based on how much the cuts are, and so some general approaches. I'm meeting with the governor's Office of Budget Management for our first round of talks, so we're prepared to show them where we'd have to go. We're prepared to participate in the belt tightening that everybody's going to have to face.
As part of the transition, Governor Walker put together a team to look at the issue of subsistence. The subject has always been intensely emotional and divisive. Do you think we'll see any action on this issue from your department next year? Are there any plans to reopen the question of subsistence priority in the new year?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know that the governor hasn't announced any legislative initiatives on that subject. I suppose it's possible. There are some as a result of the transition team exercises, which I didn't attend. I was unable to do that. But there are some groups that, from what I'm told, traditionally might find themselves on opposite sides of fences that are talking about improvements to the management system, maybe unifying some of the management systems that are there now. I think those are conceptual thoughts that are finding some good agreement, but I'm not able to say that they've been put into bill form or specific initiatives yet. But I know there's a new look by people that may not have seen things the same way in the past.
House Bill 77, that it was designed to streamline the process for issuing land use and water permits. It was hugely controversial last session. The bill came from the Parnell administration. What do you plan to do with it?
We are, I don't plan to do anything with it. I mean, I understood the initial goal was to streamline, but I think it's pretty clear that that was not a well-received approach by most people to reduce public input, reduce restrictions on water rights, to make it more difficult for people to have a say in things like that. So that's not going to be something that we're going to pursue.
Sam Cotton is the acting commissioner of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.